Speaking of my hometown of Wheeling, West Virginia, down there in the northern panhandle, if you're traveling east to west and you want to get across West Virginia the fastest way, go through Wheeling. It's just about 50 miles of West Virginia that way. And just one long hill out of Wheeling. As opposed to the many, if you go across it any other place.
You know, a lot of people,
you know, West Virginia's kind of shaped like that. And we come from Harvey, and I come from the middle finger of West Virginia. But I want to sing a song about my dad. Frank A. O'Brien. He was 96 when he died. And he drove up until a month before he died. People knew to watch out for him. You know? He'd been a widower for the last about 6 years of his life. He said, I'm not going to pair up with some widow now that your mother's died. She was the love of my life. He said, if I take a widow to dinner, I'll take two or three. And that's what he would do. They couldn't see, but he couldn't hear. So it worked out. But like I say, he lived a long and full life. He actually played the banjo mandolin in college days. He was an attorney, and he worked as an attorney until he was about 95, really. He did legal work every year, and he kept going. He said every day is a dividend. I don't really know exactly why I'm here, and I don't know why I have to keep going, but I'm going to keep finding something to do. And he did. He was productive and optimistic. And he said, I've never had bad ham. I've had some that's better than others, but I've never had bad ham. He would go down to his office every day. First, he'd go to the fitness center. He'd always had a coat and tie. Take off his coat and get on the treadmill, lift a few weights, and then put the coat back on. Go to the office, pay a few bills or something, and then he would go to the office and maybe go to lunch with the guys that he had sold the law firm to over the years, with reserving the right to complain at the board meetings about what charlatans they were. And then he would go home and take a nap, read his book, and then get ready to take the widows to dinner. So here's just a song. It's all words that he would say to me when I would visit him in the later years of his life.